Yeah, anytime you lose a player like Kwaku, you know, you're going to be impacted as a team. That being said, whenever you lose any player, any quality player, any quality starter, it does present an opportunity for somebody to step up. And, you know, we feel like we've got some guys that have been doing a really good job that we're excited to see. And so now this is their opportunity to really step in and you know, go out there and put their best performance on the line. And we have full confidence that they'll do that and excited to see that. But, you know, we hope Kwaku, you know, gets healthy fast. And again, we don't know if it's a true positive or not, but I know he didn't have any symptoms as of this morning, but unfortunately, those are the protocols that are in place.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think French fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.